As lawmakers gathered to start their day in the state assembly, members of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa gathered outside the chamber for a prayer circle. Members of the tribe say they're worried mining legislation and the proposed Iron County mine it's being written for would destroy something sacred to them, their watershed, and with it, fields of wild rice that are a bedrock of their culture. Tribal council member Eldred Corbine says nobody consulted the tribe when they drew up this bill.
As a sovereign nation, we have the right to be at the table.
Inside the assembly, Pastor Richard Church led lawmakers in a prayer, praising Jesus Christ and asking that legislators would be wise stewards of natural resources.
That they would use them for the betterment of our state and the advancement of the people here of the state of Wisconsin.
Germantown Republican Dan Canodal began debate by praising Republicans for advancing a mining bill that would create jobs for generations.
And if we prosper as individuals, then we're known to share with others, and that's God's work.
It was not the last reference to a higher power during last night's debate, which culminated in a party-line vote to pass the mining bill. In between, lawmakers discussed major sticking points of the plan, but made no major changes. Minority Democrats like Chris Taylor of Madison took issue with the way the bill would end contested case hearings for mining permits,
which is really the only opportunity the public has to challenge the data and to challenge the information that the mining officials are alleging.
Contested case hearings are held before administrative law judges and testimony is given under oath. But Republicans like Mark Honadell of South Milwaukee say there's a reason they're eliminating those hearings.
Contested case hearing is simply an avenue for trial attorneys to drag out the permitting process forever.
Both parties also talked past each other when it came to the potential environmental impacts of the mine. Republicans like Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst stressed that this bill would not relax laws for sulfide mining, which uses chemicals to extract ore.
Yes, a separate iron ore mining bill is appropriate. Iron ore mining is different than sulfide mining.
But Democrat Fred Clark of Baraboo said that the process needed to get that iron could require blasting through material contaminated with chemicals, and that could contaminate the water supply for hundreds of years.
Long beyond the economic life of that mine, even under the best scenario.
Mostly the talk centered around people in the region where Gogebic Taconite wants to establish a mine. New Berlin Republican Mike Kuglich was among the southeastern Wisconsin lawmakers who talked about how this bill would benefit the North.
This bill would create opportunities for prosperity in a region that currently faces double-digit unemployment.
Democrat Nick Milroy of Superior said he was all for mining, but that this was a deeply flawed bill, one that ignored the treaty rights of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa.
Treaties are the supreme law of the land. It's not that people believe they have them. They do. And you have to work with them.
State senators have not embraced this bill, and there's no guarantee they'll pass any mining legislation in that chamber. If they do, they'll likely make changes, which would send it back to the assembly for an encore debate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.